The trial of A. Alfred Taubman, the former chairman of Sotheby's auction house, ended its first week. The U.S. Justice Department has accused Taubman of colluding with his competitors at Christie's to fix the fees both houses charged sellers. David Darcy has been at the trial and joins us now from Manhattan. David, this is a case of price fixing in the auction business, but I thought the whole point of an auction was that bidding determines the auction price.
Right. That is the way it happens in most auctions. In fine art auctions, which are very, very competitive, the auction houses actually compete for business and buy the business in the hope they'll get a higher price when they sell it. So they offer the sellers of art very high guarantees, and they waive the commissions that those sellers would normally pay. In the early 90s, when the market was down, there wasn't much art that was worth a lot of money coming onto the market. There was fierce competition. So they decided, let's just agree to charge the sellers the same non-negotiable percentage, and at least that side won't eat into our profits.
David, you've been at this trial for this whole week, its first week. Who are the major players here, and what's happening?
Okay, what you've got are two major witnesses. The former CEO of Christie's, his name is Christopher Davidge, who came to the government with information about this collusion and has been given conditional amnesty. You've got the former CEO of Sotheby's, Diana Brooks. She's pleaded guilty to this collusion. She faces some time in prison. The man who is on trial is A. Alfred Taubman, who's accused of masterminding this whole thing. He's a self-made man, shopping mall entrepreneur, owner of A&W Root Beer, the man who pioneered the retailing of auctions. He's being presented as a victim, as an aggrieved party who had nothing to do with this.
So what penalties do these various players face if Taubman is convicted?
If Taubman's convicted, he faces 3 years in prison, $350,000 in fines. Dee Brooks faces the same penalties, but because she's testifying, she's expecting, I imagine, some leniency. Christopher Davidge, as I said, has been given conditional amnesty. He faces having to decide how to spend the $8 million severance package that Christie's gave him on the condition that he cooperate with Christie's and the government. Big, big difference.
David, have all three people, Davidge, Brooks, and Taubman, have they all admitted to something, to doing something wrong?
Davidge and Brooks have admitted to colluding with each other to fix the commissions charged to sellers who bring art to auction. Taubman has admitted to absolutely nothing. Taubman's counterpart, who was the former chairman of Christie's, is also charged. He's in England, he maintains his innocence, and he refuses to come to the United States for the trial. He cannot be extradited under British law.
So how does this affect anyone who's not in the courtroom?
Well, it doesn't seem that it's affecting much of anyone outside of the courtroom. As far as the art market goes, the general economy affects the art market much more than the guilt or innocence of Alfred Taubman. There isn't much tabloid interest, there isn't much television interest in a trial that prosecutors might have hoped would be another kind of Leona Helmsley trial. But Sigourney Weaver has been in the back of the courtroom. She is going to be playing Dee Dee Brooks in an HBO docudrama about the scandal, and I'm assuming HBO hopes that there'll be more interest in this scandal when the film comes out than there is now.
David Darcy covers the art market for the Art newspaper and for NPR. Thank you, David.
Thank you.